evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 30th day of October 2020 for the year. And oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting ready to be the wild weasel. I will say this to you. Let's go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore why will I deliver him? I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when you start to hear that, you start to see what's going on there. It's just incredible. Now, let me just say this. This will be a war of some sort. These will be, and what we're going to go heading into is the war, pestilence, famine, disease. But you see, there's Psalm 91. That's something you ought to read to your children tonight. You should read it to your kids. You should read it for yourself. The 23rd Psalm I thought would be appropriate too tonight, because we have an unknown. We don't know what's going to happen exactly in the next few days. As we move towards the election, we do not know if the election will be cyber attacked or if something will happen or if the power grid goes down. I understand from the good folks in the Atlanta area and in other areas that the power grid in Georgia, in Atlanta, that area, has gone down and a bunch of trees are down from the storm. And Lord Jesus, will you go to all of those affected by the most recent storm? And by the 4 and 5 that it came before it, and about all the people with the fires on the Pacific Northwest and in Colorado and California and all throughout the land, and all those who have been troubled by the weather wars, by the scalar attacks, by the snowstorms, by the ice storms in Oklahoma and Texas. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to these people wherever they're at, and all of those, and all of my listeners, Lord Jesus, that you will go to them, and that you will put their hand on them, and lift them up, and deliver them from the evil, deliver them from the attacks that Lucifer and his minions will lay upon us. As I talked about the mimic story last night, the mimic, and how they had kind of changed it or something, I said, you can still go to 120 hours past, and see all of the different pulsings of all the different scalar weapons worldwide. electromagnetic pulse and all of that. And I'm going to tell you what, after I said that, they wiped the entire thing out, and now it will not come back up. Now, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call a telltale. It's a telltale. It tells the tale of the Lucys from hell, you see, because they know that we're watching. They said, we've got some that can see. What are we going to do? Well, we better shut it off, because all this is supposed to be climate change, and all of this is supposed to be, you know, the Lord doing it to you. All right, a lot of that. But I'm going to tell you what. The scalar warfare is off the charts, and it is pulsing and raging. The 5G is creating these COVID outbreaks and out pockets, or enhancing it, like I told you last night. But I'm going to tell you what. Psalm 91 applies to you as you believe. And I'm going to tell you, as we speak right now, they tried to, I guess, limit President Trump in Minnesota, that Ellison guy, that communist Luciferian commie demon rat, the one who's the attorney general of Minnesota. Incidentally, if you live in Minnesota, then send him a postcard. You can wear your rubber gloves, you make the postcard, you say, you are Nazis or you are criminals, just send that son of a gun to the governor. Tell him to get rid of all the stuff and to open that state up and to get with it and to get behind what's going on. All right? Get behind the fact that you have to open up. But now we're going to see them try to close it all down. They tried to limit President Trump's rally to 250 people. They have fences outside an area. Now, I just saw a video real quickly of a crowd before I just came on just a couple seconds ago, and I watched it, just a short one, and I don't know if it was an hour ago or when it was, but there were thousands of people in a Trump peaceful protest. Peaceful protests are allowed in Minnesota, are they not? Ellison, you hear this? Do you see the people coming and how the people are there? And they do not support you. They do not support your Luciferian, communist, claptrap, socialist baloney. And I will say this. There are thousands outside that fence. And it's a regular, like a bicycle height fence, you know. And they got the Trump banners and the Trump signs. And then you can see a stage up there that had somebody else talking on it so you could hear it. So it's going to be real interesting. Going to be real interesting if you want to know what I'm trying to say to you. It's going to be real interesting. So let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this also. And this is from a listener. And here's what I'm going to say here. Let's see. All right. Let's see. I got to get this. All right. And this is from Revelation 13:16-17 verses. And he causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, which is 666. And then here's the deal. France will undergo a second national lockdown on Friday, the 30th of October, lasting until at least the end of November. Non-essential businesses will close, although factories and schools will remain open. As with the first lockdown in the spring, people will need to fill in a form to leave their home and only be allowed to do so to buy essential goods for emergencies or for 1 hour's worth of exercise or essential work, and you can find the detail of the documents you'll need there. Travel between regions. Listen, people. Listen there. Stop cooking for a second. Stop eating for a second. travel between regions will be banned. Children age 6 and over will now have to wear masks at school. This is out of France right now. So you see, this is very close, and thank you to my good friend there in California. You are seeing Revelations 13, 16 through 17. You're starting to see it being established in a sense. And so if you don't have the papers, the papeles, the documentación, you see, if you don't have it, then you cannot leave. And I'll tell you what, you got to continue preparing as best you can and amp up on that. Amp up on what you can do and how quickly you do it. And I'll tell you what, Fauci, all of his crew, all of the evil scientists and devil-worshipping pieces of crap who work for the U.S. Intel and the U.S. military at the top slots, who are at the top of the corporations, the top of the banks, the top of many of the religion. And I'm telling you, they want to lock it down. They want to use the next flu, the next virus, the next pestilence, you see. But if you understand what I said in Psalm 91 when I read it to you, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Ladies and gentlemen, fear not, you see. Fear not. Fear not. And the grid is getting ready to possibly go down, cyber attack. And I'm going to tell you, I heard from another, let's say, a very long-range shooter, old Big Mac. And Big Mac said that he is hearing, you see, from peace officers and law enforcement types. He's hearing about all the preparations being made for all the upcoming civil war, quote-unquote. He also says that the feds, all the federal cops, are worried about the 3%ers, the white militia, but they're not worrying about the Antifa, you see. So that tells me that the feds are bad down at a lower level even. All right? The 3%. Well, that's the top of the food chain, because they understand that the top of the FBI, the top of the DOJ, the top of all these groups are the ones with the CIA, the DIA, the EI, EIO, all the different alphabet soups, you see? That the top of the food chain, they've been involved in attacking, trying to do a coup d'etat on the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And they started it before he even won the election. They started in on him. Now they're still on him. And they're still trying to do it. And they're using, through the Chinese and through Fauci's, giving the grants for the Chinese to create the COVID-19, or the really what it's called is the novel SARS virus number 2. And you remember back about 2007, we talked to you about the Red Chinese were down in Berea, Kentucky, where there's a lot of caves, you see, in the mountains and the Gap, Cumberland Gap and all that stuff down through there. And that they were in plain clothes and eating little McDonald's sandwiches in the little bags, hamburgers and fries in the little bags, while their officers had like surf shop t-shirts on from California and all of that. They brought the lunches out to their troopers in the plain vanilla van with no windows, and they opened the back doors. And we had the great river pirate was there, and he saw them, and then their security man eyeballed him. And as he went up to his room with his spouse, and they were going to go into the hotel, and he noticed all of this. Then by the time they get to the second floor, for whatever reason, that security man was already there waiting. So the river pirate told his spouse to go on into the room. I got to handle this sucker out here. And he goes up and braces up to see what he's going to do and puts the hairy eyeball on the red Chinese, younger, much younger security man. And the red Chinese guy said, uh-oh, I got one here that is willing and can probably fight if he knows who I am. And that was back in then. And then that guy retreated, the Chinese retreated, because he didn't want no part of strong, hardcore, old Blue Water Navy and old no-knock, knock-a-dock-a-baka type individual. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of his age or condition, the red Chinese did not want any part about him. The kung fu was not going to work on somebody who is strong with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus is strong with him. This 91st Psalm, you see, 91st. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon, day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting ready to go wild weasel, like I've always said. And I pray that it does not. I pray that President Trump will win this election, and that this election then, it settles down and he takes it over. But I'm going to tell you, it's not really likely that that's going to happen. I pray that it does, but I do not see the indication of the same. Because I've already read to you some of the plans that were online and all the different stuff, you see, of all of the Antifa and the BLM and Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, Tan Lives Matter, Little Green Lives Matter, whatever it is, Yellow Lives Matter. But you see, when you start to get into the Antifa, and you get into the group, Black Lives Matter, and that group is a Marxist started by West African alleged witches, okay? Women who are trained Marxists. Women who are strong and are all over the country selling these Black Heart posters for money to where you're supposed to put them out in front of your house after you paid them a lot of money for them, and they're supposed to protect you, you see. But what that will allow... that will allow them entry into the neighborhood because they'll see what you've got there. They're supposed to then protect those people that fly those flags, you see. And those are being sold locally here through the auspices, allegedly, through some group at a Presbyterian church. I won't say the name of it, but it's at least one of them, and possibly through other churches. And somebody in that church told me, there's somebody there who's just originally from Africa and is not was a new member or a new attendee who was involved with selling these Black Lives Matter stuff and organizing all of it. So I'm going to tell you the potential for coming into neighborhoods to shoot you, to burn down a house, to destroy property, to prevent you from going anywhere, from moving, to start to riot in your strip center, in your shopping mall, in your downtown area of a smaller town or a larger city. There's a strong possibility this will occur. And, oh, let me just tell you, let's see what I got right here. This is out of the Charlotte area and other areas in the Carolinas. From old Doc J. Says, Hawk, here you go. I just got back from Charlotte today. I stopped in Bass Pro. Okay? No ammo. Only 12-gauge birdshot stuff. Now, get this. They have a huge display section for the handguns, but it's empty and only one little area of about 15 handguns, no 1911s, and very little in the way of shotguns available. Then went to a Hyatt gun store in Charlotte. They had plenty of handguns and rifles. An AR that normally would sell for about $550 was going for about $1,200. Are you hearing this? If you said, oh, wait till the last minute to go out and buy him a gun or get some ammo. They had a bag of 223 ammo, 223, 100 rounds for $80. They were selling like crazy. You could get one box of 9mm per customer, cheap 115 grain range ammo, $40 for a box of 50. One box of 45 ACP, automatic Colt pistol for a customer. They did have some buckshot in the 12-gauge. Academy Sports, no 40 or 45 ACP ammo, no 223, 556, and they will only sell you one box of 9mm if you buy a handgun from them. Lenoir, North Carolina, no local gun stores have ammo. So that might not be that smart, but I thank Jesus for providing me the wisdom to listen to you and others over the years. Thank you, Doc Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a report out of Charlotte, North Carolina area, and up in Lenoir. There's no ammunition. There's getting to be where there's not a lot of firearms, okay? Now, Walmart had decided after the Philadelphia thing to take all of their guns and ammo off display in all their stores. Supposedly, you could still be able to buy it, but they didn't want their stores stripped or destroyed. Well, all the labor, you see, that they used to do that is stupid. They should have had guards with weapons at the store to prevent anybody from coming in. And when somebody comes in, you flip on the sign and says, all looters will be shot. All looters will be shot. All looters will be shot. And the first one that grabs a washing dishwasher or a washing machine on a dolly and starts to wander out with it, kaboom, kaboom. The second one that grabs some tennis shoes, second one that grabs all the kids' clothes or goes for the firearms, the gun, kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Pump shotgun, pow, 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 pow. And then work it all out. And then the Philadelphia mayor or whoever the heck did it told the police to lay off. It's a riot gun. You take a riot gun. That's what a shotgun was always called. All them Remington, Winchester, pump shotguns. And every cop car, when I grew up, every patrol car had one of them in it. And sometimes one in the trunk and one up front standing straight up. Loaded to the gills with the buckshot ready to go. They used to sit right in front of the thing. Now that's where the computer's at in most cars, but they used to have them right there at the ready. I know Brother Greg Evenson when he was a Kansas State Trooper. And in Kansas you got long distances and sometimes the distance between towns or the number of people around is not that great. You don't have that many Highway Patrol state troopers out there. So they tend to be in a situation where they drive real fast, because Kansas, up until a certain point in time, had no speed limit. It was careful and prudent speed. So a trooper could drive 110, 120 miles an hour to get somewhere in a heartbeat, or 130, 140. Them souped up cars they used to have. And Brother Greg told me they got a call, there was a bank robbery deal, and it was only him. And he got the call and he rolled up on him. He said, I had a 357 wheel gun, he said, with some of the moon clips, extra moon clips at the ready. And he said, I had the shotgun. I got it right out of the trunk of the car. And Brother Greg Evenson went by himself and took down the dadgum bank robbers. Took them down. Now, that's a peace officer. But he didn't want to go bust somebody for driving 3 miles over the speed limit somewhere, or he crossed the center line, you know, inadvertently, or he made a rolling stop. That wasn't Greg. But by golly, if you were a bad guy, a true bad guy, he'd come at you, and he'd come at you with the pump shotgun and the wheel gun ready to fly. And if you didn't have that, he'd fight. And a lot of people didn't know it. Greg didn't even know it. He had pain up in his chest, and he had gotten a fight one time, and he got kicked so hard, he thought, in the chest, and it hurt him, and he had pain for long. Well, come to find out, he'd been carried. Somebody shot him, and Greg had beat the crap out of the guy and put him in the cuffs. Somebody shot him close range, went into the muscle of his chest, and was there for a while. Quite a while. And didn't find it till like a long time after. So I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. The story of what's going on is just crazy. But there is the fact of the matter, is there's very little ammunition there. You need to go to find it. I talked to some people I was telling locally. Telling locally that they, I told them to go to the smaller towns, out the real small country towns, and just to see if there was any out there, whatever they needed. And they had done that, and they did find some. They did find some. Now, this is from, Long Island. Long Island, friend. So I just passed this on to yesterday. I just thought I'd check on availability. Even before you post the article, you know, about the Americans frantically buying military gear before an election. I checked on the lead times of the company that deals with night vision, PVS-14, etc. All new units had a 20 to 22-week lead time. That's almost half a year lead time before you can take possession. This is a big difference from the 8-week lead time of last October. This is the most highly rated to go to companies too. I only see these lead times going up until they're totally unavailable. Well, let me tell you what. If you even have to get the cheap stuff, you get any kind of a thing, a night vision, a monocular, a night vision, a tube that's an older tube on a scope, that kind of stuff, go ahead and get it. And for those of you out there, buy up on the batteries, buy up on the extra sets of batteries to run your night vision. If not, you can be like me. I eat a lot of carrots, you see. You eat a lot of carrots, you take all the eye stuff, good for your eyes stuff, and you get real accustomed to seeing in the dark. And I'm going to tell you what, you can search out also, you can reach out, as the Lord would tell you, you can reach out with your spirit to feel what's out there. You can hone your night vision, you can hone your sense of smell, your sense of hearing, and if you just go out and listen, and you're at the ready, I'm going to tell you, you'll be able to tell when something is coming at you. And I would tell you also this, in certain areas, if you think you're going to have it, then it's time. I'm being, not being facetious, I'm talking about old school stuff. Then you put out on your wire fence or on your fence, you put out your string of string, and you put Coke bottles and beer cans on it, all right? And when somebody comes to come through the wire, you're going to hear them clinking and clanking and bogging, all right? You should have extra dog food and food for your pets or your chickens or your livestock. You should have extra put back and stack it up in the barn or in the garage or in the basement, wherever you can keep them. Because I'm going to tell you, a good dog will hear. Guinea hens and chickens will hear something a-coming, and you'll hear them. Guinea hen will sound an alarm like you will not believe. Very sensitive to what's going to come. Other livestock will you'll hear them. Stuff will be unsettled. Horses, cattle, sheep, goats, all that kind of stuff will be something that will provide you early warning. I've also told you, you need to get with it, and you need to learn to stay up. Somebody needs to stay up later and take that night shift, or at least 2 to 3 hours of it, and then trade off, and then go back. Take the watch. Because this stuff can come like a thief in the night. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Don't come to old Hawk's door, because you ain't going to want what you're going to get. If Froggy comes a-courtin', then you better gig the frog. If Froggy comes a-courtin', don't act like a log. If Froggy comes a-courtin', you better gig the frog. You got what I mean? You understand out there? You understand out there? This is not the time to get caught watching the paint dry. And thank you again to my old buddy in Long Island. Long Island. You know, I did one radio show out there to warn people, and I warned them what was going to come. There's the possibility there'd be flooding and that kind of stuff. They ought to put boats and stuff. They ought to get food. And I tell you, I did one show. And the feedback goes to people, you know, this guy's crazy, you know. Oh, Mickey Lapua, sitting in a tree, got his optic turns on, hopefully for not you or me. Oh, Mickey. And General McCormick is there with the task. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't step into his field of fire. Because if you're within 1,500, boop, bye-bye, if you be the bad guy. And old Big Mac and all the iron sight shooters out in western Kansas, all the old Ozark boys and the old Mountain Jacks in Carolina, yeah, them old Michiganders in southern Indiana, Brown County and all of that, old Tell City and all them people. Down there in them pretty things in Old Crab Orchard and all those in southern Illinois and down in Greene County in Missouri, in Arkansas. Oh, yes, sir. And even old central Illinois, some pretty strong stuff. Pretty strong stuff. All over the land, ladies and gentlemen, there's people like you and I who are at the ready. It's not millions of them, but it's thousands. And I'm going to tell you what. If you are prepared, if you have repented of your sins and asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and if you have asked Him, Lord, give me sanctuary for my family, but tell me where I can stand, Lord Jesus, where I can stand with Thee against thine evil that will come to attack Thee. And Lord Jesus will put you where He needs you the most. And you pray that He will protect you against all evil. Protect you against all evil, ladies and gentlemen. My old buddy, my old buddy Too Wit. Too Wit, my friend. Maybe I'll sing another song. He likes me to sing. And you bet. Thank you, buddy. Anyway, out there we don't know what the thing is, but I'm going to tell you the 91st Psalm will and the 23rd Psalm will answer your question. If you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, and you know that and he knows that, then I'm going to tell you, even if you're to lose your life, defending your family, defending your home, standing in the gap to stop evil, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And there'll be no further furrow on your brow. There'll be no worry. There'll be no infirmity that will keep you from doing anything and feeling great in heaven with the Lord. My mother went to heaven. She went there actually once and had to return. And I talked to her about what she saw. She was there, she said, for hours. She actually went twice. And most interesting. It was the most peaceful, wonderful thing. She said all you could do is feel the love. And I think what she said, what she kind of expected to be there, was there. Because my father, she said, and a friend of his that had passed on, came up to see her, and then she also saw all of her mother and her father, and they all looked at their most beautiful age, like they're in their mid-30s to early 40s or whatever, whatever they looked the best in life, wherever they were the best looking, most prosperous, and in best shape. That's the way, she said, everybody she saw looked in heaven. And the feeling of love and the brilliant colors and this big, beautiful green park and rolling hills and trees and all of these things. And then she even said she went downtown. She asked my father and this other man, and the second time she went, when she went, apparently sort of with her friend who passed on. And in my mother's way of saying it, they rode in a yellow cab, okay? And they came out and they went to this park. It was so beautiful. And my mom told her, I've been to this park before. And then pretty soon here comes up a big black Cadillac or Oldsmobile or Buick or whatever the heck it was. Mom said it was just a big black car, which is what my dad always used to drive. He had Buicks, he had Oldsmobiles. But anyway, she said it came up and they came out and they were the most, she said, your father was the most handsome she'd ever seen. Now, why is old Hawk telling you this? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you're with the Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus with you, then you can have everlasting life with heaven if you lose your life here. I spent time with him in a tunnel, in that light tunnel in between heaven and earth, because it wasn't my time to go, but I was in the coma. I was in a coma for 3 days. And I was with him in the love of Lord Jesus. You just cannot describe it. I've read to you out of John 14. Read John 14. And you will get what he says and the marvelous gifts he's given to you. It's the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. You better get with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. What have you got to lose? Why don't you try it out? Even if you backslid, you think you're so far gone, take a chance. Be sincere and take a chance. So the longest lead times for night vision. The batteries are going to be, some of them take the special batteries, you better get some. Also, somebody has been using their Berkey water filtration system. They've got, I think, an Imperial or one of the Royal Berkeys, the bigger ones, where they're using 4 or 6 filters in it at least. And one of the spigot, you can get a parts kit for the Berkeys in case you have trouble or you break something, you can repair it, or the spigot where the water comes out. but you need to be doing this in serious and methodically continuing to prep. Step it up a little bit before the holiday, or before the, yeah, the holiday, before the boating day. And then also you better have some lamp oil, you know, a Dietz lantern or one of the others. The oil lamps, those old type of oil lamps, you might have some antique ones around or new ones. But you better have lamp oil, and what you might want to calculate, how many night hours a night do you want oil or lamp or lighting for? And then you see what the fill rate or the rate of filling up fully your Dietz lantern or whatever it is, you know, how long a burn time it has, how many hours per night you want it, times 7 days a week, you know, 12 months for the year. If you had a year's worth, that wouldn't be bad, would it? If you only had enough for a week, that would be better than nothing. If you only had enough for two more days, that would be real good too. But whatever you can do, get it. Lamp oil. In a pinch, you could possibly use olive oil, but check your deal and you can see that. Kerosene lamps, I prefer the good lamp oil, the better quality. It burns, is not smoking as much. That's the best thing that you can do. Get it while you can. Get extra wicks, extra parts for your lighter lamp or for your lantern. I would then also, you get the batteries. You get these neat little LCD battery jobs where you lift up on them. You know, the ones where the guy throws at the tactical kind of light and you lift up on it. It's got the corn cob LEDs. Those batteries last a long time, and those, because the LEDs don't take much juice. That's good, but you also should be redundant in lighting. I also have 120-hour candles. Those are the ones in the tin can where you open it up. You got a couple different wicks you can put there. And in a pinch, if you had to live in a tent or under a tarp out in the wilderness, you'd have lighting and just a smidgen of heat. You'd have just a little bit of heat from it. And you might even be able to warm up some water or something on it, a cup of coffee. Now that's another aspect. I'm talking to you about practical things now. You better get you some instant coffee in a jar or a can that you can put in a backpack. You also want to get some extra of that and just extra coffee in general. I don't care if you don't drink it yourself, but you might have it because you could barter it, or you might start to take up drinking it in order to stay up a little better. There is also, just for people who know, you can go to a health food store. Go to a health food store, and there is a natural vegetable source of caffeine. Okay, it's natural vegetable source of caffeine. It's a guarana root, G-U-A-R-A-N-A. It provides you basically natural vegetable caffeine. And you can take one or two of them, and they will keep you awake. It's not a pill. You go to the health food store. Super guarana, like 1,000 or 1,200 milligram. And it's like a natural vegetable caffeine from the Amazon. That will help you. Try one. If you needed a second one, you'd be okay. So no problem. And you will stay awake. I used to try some of that when I would drive. I'd have coffee and I'd take a guarana, and I could drive 1,000 miles when I traveled on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope there is going to be a game. Oh, there'll be a game, but I hope that we can listen and see each other again after this election. And I pray that it will be able, that I'm able to come back, you know, next week. But in case I'm not, you know, or in case you think maybe I've done you some good, if you can, anything would be most needed welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Battle reserve notes, a little bit of silver, the easiest. A check is okay. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I will just tell you, this is all a time when it could get very local. It could get very local. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are going to vote Tuesday, and I would go early and go with the person, a buddy, just in case you have to go to the restroom in a long line, somebody can hold the place in line. Then I would also tell you to be very careful about what you're doing and to keep your eyes peeled, you know? Keep your eyes peeled open and your head on a swivel. And watch what's going on. And watch out for goofballs or Allah Akbars or not fooling around types or whatever. Anybody goopy that's going to come, anybody with a knife, you know, or anybody that's got a gun. Because you could see some of that. I pray not, but you could. You know, I tell you. Brother Quail, who made it so easy for me to come back to the Lord Jesus, after years, I thank him so much for putting me on the air. And if you need something from Steve, get it quick. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him that old Hawk sent you. If you need gold or silver or if you need any kind of thing, and I would tell you, you should get the last warning, the final warning tapes or access to the, you know, with the live streaming video on demand section where you can get it live streaming and you can watch all those things quickly. But I would also tell you, if you can get some of Steve's books and put them back so that you will have them and so you can show them to your kids or your grandkids and you can get them to understand what's going on and what happened. If you do not have a good King James Bible, then go get one. I like the ones that have the red letters and the big print. And that's another thing. Get you about three or four different spy glasses, magnifying glasses. Get three or four different ones where you can carry them and you got one at the ready or handy. And if you break one, you've got another one. And you can also use them in a pinch if there's sunlight to start up campfire, you see. You focus the sun and magnify it on a spot on the tinder, or a bit of paper, and it will start a fire and get you going. But have two or three or four of those. Also, the good big can openers, you know, the ones that got the rubber grips on them and the big twisting knob. Oh, you can get the GI can openers and keep a lot of those handy. That's fine. But I like the big ones, the ones where you can really get some purchase on it. Well, Hawk, I've got an electric can. Oh, well, what if the grid's down? How are you going to open a can? Well, you can always take a screwdriver or a big old knife and pound it down and do it that way and keep putting stuff in and bend it out, you know, all that. But I'm going to tell you, if you have three or four different of those big can openers and have them ready in different areas and have each buddy have each one in a backpack, and either your hunting load or, you know, your house load or your fight load, the big backpack or the rucksack, for, 7 to 10 days where you can fight out of it. Whereas the big pack, you're going to have a lot more stuff and, you know, sweaters, rain gear, a lot of different things in there that you would not have. in the basic fight pack. Rush Limbaugh apparently took off from his live radio show. Thank you, my buddy Crazy Horse. Don't go down his lane and if you're got evil intent, because he's got an old buffalo gun, an old buffalo 4570, and he can put them old sights up, and he's got what I would call engine eyes, and he can see you down the road, and he'll go back to his fire in the fireplace, and won't worry about you out there at 1,000 yards where the coyotes will come and get you. But apparently Rush Limbaugh had to, something, he was informed of something, he had to part from doing his live show and take off. Don't know what it was, but that's an interesting thing, and I don't know what it was today. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that the Lord will protect you against all evil and that he will provide you for all of those who have infirmity or disease or you've been hurt or whatever it is, that the Lord will provide you medical miracles. Provide you with the medical miracle to restore you back to health and full ability. And if he does not, and it's not his will to do that, then it is your time to pass. Then make sure that you are right with him and our Father in heaven, and you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven with Jesus. It's been my pleasure, you see, to be on the radio with you. Through all the thick and thin, I remember doing the show when I couldn't even see. I remember doing the show for months after I got hit with the portable electromagnetic pulse from the helicopter right up the street above the tree, 50 yards up the street and 100 feet in the air, 50, 7,500 feet in the air. And that thing goes, you hear the engine revving up, and then, and the Lord told me, run for the garage. And that zapped me, and I went up to about 257 over, you know, like 160 or something like that. And that was the next day. I went in and laid on the floor. Didn't even make it to the bed, and I laid on the floor, then I had to go to the hospital the next day. And I did the show, and I had half of my body numb on the right side for months, even up into my head. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's somebody I know that he provides. Jesus says, look in your parts box, and I will fix you up. And the Lord, if you're with him and he's with you, and he doesn't have that many people really on his side. He has people that claim to be on his side, but not a lot of them really are. And most don't know him. And I pray that they would know him. But when you work for Jesus, when you work for the true CIC, he will keep you going. He will sustain you. But it is a war. And you can get wounded and you can be hurt. Part of the reason the 91st Psalm is that if you did get wounded or injured or killed on the battlefield, that the angels would take you into heaven. Let's pray that we have a safe election. I'm going to pray that President Trump wins so we can continue on and that these things come on. I will urge people not to say that the vaccines are all bad, but if they're going to use this Orajel kind of a transference to inject you with it, this Orajel stuff, which is going to go into your body, and apparently it forms up into like chips, okay, like almost like a microchip where they can control you. But you gotta do the things that will protect you against all evil. And prayer is one of those things. Ask the Lord to do that, to help you with it. To all my good friends out there, to B and E of B, and all the different people. And my old buddies down on the Warren Soul Drive. Warren Soul Drive. And to my friends in France. Keep working with those in the Indochine. And ladies and gentlemen, they've done a lot of good, and a lot of people on this show have done a real lot of good. Putting Bibles into the hands of those of the mountain tribes in the Indochina. Did you see the French? Speaking of France, did you see the traffic jam out of Paris? The traffic was jammed for 435 miles as they try to get out of that city before they lock it down. That's like World War II, Third World War, World War I, evacuation and fleeing from a city that's about to be destroyed. The stuff is going to come so wild, so crazy. And thank you for all the things that you've done. And if you'll continue to provide for me, I will continue to be on as long as I possibly can. Same time, same place. And I'm going to tell you, you do not want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And don't assume that everything's going to be okay. Listen to what Jesus had to say. Mighty men and women about our use your high technology to strike blows tonight against those who come against America and come against our Lord and his people. And ankle pink that many of the most calm and intent. Thank you, the poor. God bless you. Stay on the apple.